This is our Helldivers,
you know, first impression review.
Right. The only reason it's not, I don't even know if it can be, if it can't, if it is an
impression. It's never ending.
Right. That's what I was going to be.
So it's our review.
Yeah, it's our review. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It is a lot really of fun. It's literally what we want in a Star Troopers game, right? That's just.
Right. It's Star Troopers, the video game.
The video game. Right. It actually, I mean, like.
Basically.
Yeah, it feels like it. I mean, there's, I have so much praise for it. I'm trying to think of where to start. It looks great. It, to me, it runs great, although I've seen people apparently having issues on PC. There's so many people. I just broke another record. I had like 300,000 concurrent.
Damn.
It is Sony's largest concurrent player, starting player base ever, apparently.
Nice. That's awesome.
And Phil Spencer's pretty pissed or upset because it's not on Xbox.
Yeah, he's like, pretty butthurt about it.
He's like, oh, like,
I don't get why you didn't release it on Xbox. What does it do for you?
I kind of agree. Right. Yeah, I
have Halo. We have Helldivers. They're we're not equal.
Like, it's just, it's fun. There's no, well, they said, they literally confirmed there's no, there's never going to be PvP.
Right.
They said they tried super hard for it not to be pay to win. And their quote was like, the only pay to win gun is like the certain Magnum because it'd win you like a cool gun contest.
that's great.
Right. But like, it's just, it's fun that you shoot all these aliens and robots, which we didn't even get to because it's like there was no missions available yet for it when we played it.
The robots?
Yeah, the robots.
Yeah, yeah.
But like these giant bug monsters, I love playing on max, well, there's more difficulties unlocked, but I love playing on the hardest one for us and just like barely surviving it, or like the one where only, I think it was just you survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone else just died.
It was awesome. There's some like really cool moments in it.
It feels like a movie.
It like adjusts based on how many people are in your lobby as well, like the difficulty, which is cool. The movement's like super fluid. There's like diving for like shooting and stuff.
Dolphin diving.
The like, what are they called? The
stratagems?
Yeah, the stratagems are all really interesting where it's like you can call in like hellfires or flamethrower guys, different weapons.
You get like a big, you can get your own big weapon, support ones, like ammo crates on your back for people to share with, turrets. Like there is hellfires. There's like a bunch of stuff, and like the progression seems pretty fair. Like you can't just get everything you want. You have to get the right currency.
Right.
You have to level up to unlock, to be able to unlock these different things. I think it's going to come down to where it's like the end, not even end game, but like in the harder difficulties than we played. I think it's going to happen where it's like one player has to be support. Someone else has to be like crowd control. Other person has to be.
Right. For this like end game content. They're going to try to do. I kind of hope they do add like end game content and do like raids and stuff like that.
They said they're going to add raids, mech suits.
Oh, that's so cool.
I think there's a new biomes.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's fine. It could be the Destiny killer. And like,
Is it really
again.
A killer if Destiny's already...
Destiny's doing it itself.
Right. Like, if Destiny's on life support, is it really the killer if you unplug it?
Like, it's like the guy who comes in and is like, can I charge my phone here? And like, unplugs it and plugs it.
Yeah, he just unplugs it.
Yeah.
We don't need this. Yeah. There you go.
What is this?
Yeah. It just... I played it with Just Snow the other day, and it's still fun, but the real like experience is with four players.
That's right. Yeah, I saw that they were like playing it by themselves, and I was like, I just couldn't imagine playing that game by myself. I don't think like it's definitely more fun with the four of us playing it and stuff. So
oh, you can't. I mean, it's always online. It does not seem like it'd be fun by yourself.
No.
So unfortunately, you need friends.
Yeah.
Which is kind of hard to come by these days. If you,
is there a matchmaking?
Yes.
Okay.
There is matchmaking. But the only thing is, like, I feel you get griefed super hard if your friends are...
Right, there is team killing. Unless they turn that off.
No, I don't think, no.
For matchmaking?
No. I love that. I love team killing off. Not to do it on purpose, but just, like... It's so funny when, like...
It's just funny when it happens.
Like, you're raining hell, and then your friend that, like, runs in, or doesn't get out of the way in time.
Just gets because we killed him.
Like, the stratagem I used was, like, it summoned a machine that just shot out all these mines for, like, crowd control. And the mines were actually kind of hard to spot, so my friend would forget that the mines would forget that they're there, and he'd just, like, run over one.
Right.
It was awesome. There's also enemies we haven't encountered yet because there's more enemies with difficulty. So there's even like
Yeah, I feel like we just scratched the surface. Like,
right.
I think we got to level 9. I don't know if you're any higher.
No, I think, at all.
But, yeah,
but not by much.
Like, Snow and Rob are pretty much high up.
Right, right.
So, like, I don't know what they've seen. But we like, just scratched the surface of it, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, but it's I'm actually... It is one of the very few games, like, where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to play again.
Yeah, it's a nice game. It's like what Left 4 Dead used to be, like, back in the day. Yeah. Like, with, like, an actual reason to go back to it other than just, like, replaying it for fun, right? Right. So, like, there's a cool progression to it, which I like a lot.
And you can also get premium currency for free.
Right, you can earn the bought currency. There's, like, these, like, special loot crates, basically, in the game that have a role of either the
premium
paid currency, the in-game currency, or just, like, materials for, like, they're called samples that upgrade your ship.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's just awesome. And it's, like, a hefty amount of them, too. It was, like, what, 20 to 50, I think we got sometimes for the paid ones, which it's
works small, out well. But it means you have to play a fair amount, but that's at least fair. At least you're getting it.
Right, and every, like, one of those you open, which there's multiple on each of the maps, like, you get a chance at that. So you could technically leave a level with, like, 200 of the paid currency, which I think was, like, what, $5 pack or something.
Yeah, but I don't think that can get you anything until you get to, like, 1,000.
Right.
But
you can earn it, is what we're trying to say.
You have to explore.
Yeah, you have to play the game and, like, explore.
Right. Like, do the optional mission. You'll run into, like, these little, like, crash sites or something, and you're like, oh, look, a crate. And, like, ooh, premium. Or samples or whatever. So, it rewards you for just not doing the main quest or main mission.
Right.
And just, like, running around where you can get, like, attacked. So that was a really smart thing to do. And the battle pass, which I forget what, like, a war bond, right?
War bond. Yeah.
So, like,
oh, yeah, they gave you a free one.
Yeah, there's a free one and there's a paid one. But the paid one is just all cosmetic, emote, and, like, I think it adds some kind of, there's, like, element to it. I didn't understand. It's, like, I saw with the premium war bond, there's, like, an elemental shotgun.
Huh.
It it's incendiary, but, like, I guess it's made in a way where it's not, like...
It doesn't actually do anything?
I don't know. I didn't get the pass, so unless you get the Super Citizen Edition. I'm not saying... I don't regret not getting the Super Citizen, which is, like, the...
It was, like, 60 versus 40 for the base game.
But, honestly, I don't think it'd be a bad purchase, because it's, like, one of those games that you'd feel good about supporting the company.
Right.
I've
been thinking about it, like, just, yeah, as a way to support the company.
Right.
Because it's, like, 20... You could also buy it separately. Like, if you want to buy the base game and then play for a little bit and then decide you want it, you can buy it separately for $20.
Wait, you can?
At least on PlayStation, you can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think... So. I don't remember off the top of my head for Steam. I'd assume you could. I never thought about it. So you can buy the... It's, like, $20, right?
Yeah. Right, and you get Super all the Citizen, stuff.
You get, like, exclusive title...
It's all cosmetic stuff, and then like the battle pass.
None of it's pay to win, which is really cool. Because that would totally ruin the game if you just got overpowered stuff to just nuke these aliens.
Right. the voice lines are all really funny in the game.
The game's gorgeous.
The game's gorgeous.
How does it run on PS5?
I had no issues, except for one time, but it was when I got DC'd from the group,
right?
And I think that messed it up.
That's fair,
but,
right?
Like. Other than that,
they've been working hard on matchmaking. Yeah. They came with patches. They came out and said, like, it's one of those, oh, we didn't anticipate so many players, but, like, we're actively working on, like, raising the count. It's like we have a cap of, like, 200,000, and that's why it's saying, hey, there's too many people on the server because there's literally too many people.
Right.
And so, like, our provider just, like, cuts at, like, X amount. And it's like, damn, you're so popular.
Right.
You know, it's like, I mean, it's like probably, like, a good problem to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Unlike Payday 3, which had the same problem, but they refused to elaborate, and it just sucked.
Right.
So, it would have been great on Xbox, but I'm glad that it's crossplay, which I assume they had to be because Sony's part of it. Like, so it's Sony published, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Sony published. I heard that some people were having issues on launch and the week after, just PC issues. But that's just, like, PC
that's
kind
just
of
always
right.
A thing
right.
ever.
I didn't have a single issue on my PC. I didn't have
any issues other than, like, server issues. And we played it the second day it was out, technically, like, the first weekend day.
No issues. And they specifically said, hey, there are some issues between, like, when partying up between console, PS5.
Right, crossplay.
Yeah, crossplay, but we're working on it. And you only desynced, like, once. Or maybe twice.
Yeah, it, kicked me, like, once or twice. But, like, it was also, like, it never was a detriment when it kicked me. So the first time it kicked me, we were actually like heading to the end of the mission, and it just kicked me but left me in the game to finish the mission. The other time was early on in the mission, so it like sent me back to the ship, mm-hmm. which was nice. But like the first time I was like, oh, it's cool because it like let me finish and get the rewards for it. So.
Okay, yeah, that's always appreciative. You know, you don't want to miss out on what you
right.
rightfully got. Also, back to loot, it's the everything that you pick up besides like ammo is shared. So like the premium currency, so nice. Once one person gets it, everyone gets it.
Yeah,
which is like super super nice and like generous.
Yeah,
could you imagine like if someone just like in the game like, no, this is mine.
Yeah, I hate those kinds of games. I don't know. It ruins the experience.
Yeah, it's although I will give it this. I wish, I mean, really, it'd be for content creation. I wish that there was proximity chat.
It would be so cool. Right. Apparently,
they use radios.
They use radios in game. So if you do in game chat, but I would love proximity or walkie talkie chat. That would be cool. So right. It'd be like, it's like Lethal Company where you're like on the walkie talkie. It's like, ah! And it cuts.
Yeah, you just. I'm being surrounded.
Yeah, right. They're everywhere. It's like the gunfire comes through. I feel like that would be so cool.
They probably just didn't do it because you're supposed to be with your group the whole time. Right. And like we actually tried groups of two, and it worked in like the earlier difficulties. But there was no way that was working.
We set it to like challenging for the last couple we did, and it was hard.
Yeah,
like,
my ass hurt.
There's still like more difficulties after that. Was after challenging. Yeah. So.
Right. So there's definitely more. Yeah. And the weird part is like I don't know what we're supposed to do. Like, because when you I guess unlocking more stuff with your ship to enhance, because getting different weapons, it just comes down to a skill issue. One thing is that, like, you know, even if you bought a different Hellfire, it's still a Hellfire. So it's not that much. It's like it's situation based if it's the right thing to pick for that mission.
Right.
So like if when we play harder, it just comes down to like our individual skill of what we're playing, like the strategy we're playing, stuff like that. You know, but it is an experience, and I love it. It is just, it's so much fun. Yeah. I loved being like attacked by all the bugs, and I did a dive, and while you're diving, you can shoot. So you're like, pow, 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 you know, like,
right.
What
game had that? Max Payne 3.
Oh, okay.
Used to have that back in the day.
Like there was a moment, it was really fun. Cause I picked the shotgun. I like the shotgun a lot. And like all these bugs are attacking me, and I jump back. I'm like, pop, 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 you know, like as right. they're, and it felt cinematic. And very few games have that like, cinematic feel,
right?
You know,
right.
I can't even think of another game like it, but I don't know. It just makes you feel like a badass,
right? The controls are just fun. Just like fun to like move the guy around, and it just like everything was so fluid, and just like the gunplay is really cool. The reloads are like really unique for each of the guns too, like the bigger weapons and the shotgun versus the assault rifle versus the pistol. So. I don't know. They just like a lot of really cool little details to it.
God. Yeah. And I mean, and there's no end to it, right? As far as I'm aware,
keep playing.
Yeah, you just keep playing.
I mean, like, the end, I guess, is technically upgrading your ship all the way. And
right.
Like, then there's really no point to play the game, but.
And also, like, there's like a social number in terms of.
Each time you do the missions. That planet or area of the planet gets like a bar where it's like us versus the bugs.
Right.
And every time you successfully do it, you get more. If you lose, the bugs get more. There's like a community event. I think it's like every season of like taking over a specific thing. And then everybody gets like a bunch of some of the currency. I don't remember what, but.
Right. So I think that's pretty cool. And I don't think you can move to the next area until that zone is just completed by the community.
That's what it seems like, right? Because there are the robot things, but we haven't gotten to them at all yet. Right, yeah, so.
It didn't seem available yet. I don't know. I'm not sure how that worked, but it was. It's just an experience, and like again, I'm not sure if this is an impressions or a review because realistically, there's no end goal or like there's nothing you can definitively say, hey, I finished it unless you get all the achievements, which
right.
I mean, but like I didn't take a look at them in depth, but I have to assume it's like 50 plus.
The achievements, probably.
Something around there, only like There's probably like, you know,
it's probably all level up and then like kill in a certain way or something kind of thing.
Probably like extract in a certain amount of time. Right. You know, so if I was to rate it as we've played it already as a review impression, for what it's supposed to be, I might just give it a 10 out of 10. Like that's, or 5 out of 5, whatever we want to do it. That it is really good. I don't know. Is that too much praise?
I can't like think of anything wrong with it. I mean, this is obviously the start of it. So like it has room to grow and do whatever else. So right. As long as the support like doesn't get cut and they like update it regularly.
Right.
Yeah.
Every month.
They said
every
month. I mean, it's like the server issues and stuff at launch, it happens with literally everything. So sadly, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect me.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I'll give it a 9 out of 10. I'll say 9 out of 10.
I just can't think of like, I don't have,
I don't have a reason why not to give it a 10 out of 10, but
yeah.
I don't know.
it's good. Super fun. Yeah. Like,
I want more dances. There we go. That's why.
More dances?
Yeah. Oh, no, okay. That's why it's not a 10 out of 10. You didn't give me enough emotes.
Maybe you didn't unlock them. Maybe that's a...
All right. If I unlock more emotes, then it's a 10 out of 10 game. Right. Okay. Now, 9 out of 10.
Oh, man.
But definitely buy it. Support that. It's also a $40 game. We don't get those very often anymore. That's, like, just, actually this good.
Just to clarify, Helldivers 2, $40. A game that ain't amazing, super fun. I just said 10 out of 10. A game we also just reviewed, Mario vs. Donkey Kong, we gave a 4 out of 5. And that's $50. So
right,
just to clarify our point here. One's Mario, so it's going to have the Mario tax. And one is a Star Troopers-like alien indie slash... game. Yeah. It's published by Sony, so can you really consider it indie?
The developer's still indie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's still an indie game. But, I mean, it knocks a lot of these other co-op shooters out of the park. So, it's... way it's leagues above everybody else.
On the PS5 version, does it use the haptic feedback in the controller or the triggers?
I don't know. I didn't notice, to be honest.
Oh, I was just curious.
I honestly think I have it turned off.
Oh, okay.
The haptic feedback.
I thought it was weird when I first used it, but I mean, he says. I guess we can cut the middleman. Say like
9.5.
Yeah, 9.5 out of 10. So
you're
that's
this close. Give me more dances. You're in it.
Like, comment, subscribe, become a member today, join our Discord, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.